24.
In my 70s, all the excesses I enjoyed when I was younger came back to take their debts against my body.
Charles left the two young men lying on the ground as he made his way back to the cabin. If either fallen adventurer was awake, they would have heard him grumbling to himself.
Damn rude kids these days. Loud and obnoxious. Impatient. No respect. Can't even get a good night's rest.
Logically, Charles knew that it was already mid-morning and he'd slept longer than he meant to. He also knew that his body was fully safe inside a machine.
It's not that I'm actually hungry, but if I get out of the habit of eating breakfast, what happens when I leave the game? Half of my medicines have to be taken with meals. Soon enough I'll be dying all alone in a hospital, all because I got used to skipping breakfast in a damn game.
He paused at the doorway and gazed longingly at the bed.
I could go back to sleep.
A truly tempting idea. That little exercise did take a lot of energy out of him, but a part of him was still replaying the events, namely the smack he gave the knight, the sound the helmet made, and the shocked look on the face of the wizard when Charles bopped him on his noggin, too. The feelings of these events had caught up to Charles in his short walk, and now he was feeling what would be best described as a controlled, smug satisfaction. Satisfaction with the outcome, smugness in his evaluation that they fully deserved it, and controlled because of the nagging knowledge that if his wife were still around, that she would have disapproved of beating stray children. Not that they were actually children.
Disapproval of beating stray young folks. No, she wouldn't have approved, and she definitely wouldn't be happy I slept in so late.
Charles chided himself with her memory.
Still, what should I do now?
Charles ambled over to his bed and sat on it. He started thinking of what he needed to do to prepare the cabin for his family to visit.
I'll need more rooms and beds, pillows and blankets, food, some things for the kids to play with, and a table to eat at. Maybe two or three rooms, at least three. Bunk beds would probably work for one, and all the kids could sleep in the same room. Need a kitchen, good pillows and blankets, not the cheap kinds. Can't forget the firewood for the fireplace.
A quick glance showed that while the fireplace looked clean now, it was still cracked and old.
Or maybe I should skip that and find someone to make a barbecue pit outside.
Charles's planning had begun to get derailed as his mind veered off in the direction of all the types of food available to eat in-game, foods that his body couldn't handle in real life. He wasn't sure how long he sat considering the multitude of things he wanted to taste again when he heard muttering outside. Charles mentally cursed himself as he got up to see who was here now.
"Damn, can't ever get a moment of peace. Even in the middle of nowhere."
When Charles completed his slow amble with tiny steps across the 4 feet to the doorway, he was surprised to see both the knight and the wizard. Both froze in the middle of their actions as though they had been caught. The knight awkwardly sat down a well-made and elaborately carved rocking chair and seemed to be the most uncomfortable. The wizard, in the process of placing eating utensils down around a plate of breakfast foods that sat on a matching table, nearly dropped a spoon. With a quick glance at each other, they both doubled their pace and then bowed to Charles.
"Honored Elder, I hope this is to your satisfaction," the knight said while he bowed.
"Honored Elder, we apologize if our actions bothered you,"
the wizard's words followed shortly after the knight's.
"Well, this is a complete turnaround. I wonder what happened." "Sure, sure. Thanks,"
Charles mumbled. He didn't feel hungry anymore, but the rocking chair looked perfect for his needs.
So perfect, I didn't realize I was sitting in it before I answered them. It was quite a shock, even to me.
Normally, an old man chuckling happily in a rocking chair on a porch would inspire visions of warmth or family or, for a few, fishing. For the adventurers in front of him, Charles witnessed it only inspiring a slow-building fear. That apparent fear, though, wasn't the least bit important to Charles. No, he was beside himself with satisfaction in the ability to rock, so much so that he completely ignored whatever else they were saying and rocked himself right to sleep.